One day after federal investigators detailed mistakes that led to a Philadelphia firefighter dying in the line of duty, Fire Commissioner Adam Teal says he supports all the reforms recommended by the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, or NIOSH. Though Teal wonders how many of those reforms the city can afford. WHYY's Dana DeFilippo reports.
NIOSH's report revealed all sorts of things that went wrong the night firefighter Joyce Craig suffocated in a West Oak Lane basement fire, from the late arrival of a backup crew, to uncontrolled ventilation, to insufficient training for what to do when crew members get trapped inside a building. Teal says fighting fires is a complex business, and it's unfair to waste time on Monday morning quarterbacking.
It's dark, it's raining, it's smoky, it's hot, can't find people. The outcome was tragic.
Still, he says, Joyce Craig's death did drive change in the department. The department updated firefighters' personal safety gear and improved communication at fire scenes by creating a new field incident safety officer position. Other improvements NIOSH recommended will cost money. For example, Teal wants to hire 30 more firefighters and 4 new training officers so all crews will have more time to train. To pay for it, he's asking the city to boost the department's $250 million operating budget by $6.5 million. And some of NIOSH's recommendations, like making sure firefighters maintain visual, verbal, or direct contact while battling blazes, sound good in theory, but Teal says they don't always work in practice.
You can't see anything in a fire. I mean, this is not a television show. The visibility in a typical fire is zero. You can't see, you literally cannot see your hand in front of your face.
Although it's been more than 2 years since Craig became the first female Philadelphia firefighter killed in the line of duty, her loss still stings. Captain Lisa Forrest and Craig went through the fire academy together.
She had no problem of speaking up when she saw something that wasn't right. So she was the game changer.
Even now, Craig continues to be a game changer as the department acts on the lessons learned from her death, Forrest says. I am Dana DeFilippo, WHYY News.